This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is hour number two. Thank you so much for being right there and listening to us, watching us on Facebook Live. Back with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. 855-424-9825. As we mentioned, john@gardenamerica.com or Facebook Live for questions and comments. Do want to clear something up about the tree sealing up. It's actually not 24 hours, Tiger. It's about an hour when you get the tree home that it seals up. So you have to get it in water right away. Two or three quarts of water after about a day or so. The tree will settle down and won't require as much water. It's kind of a transition period.
Yeah, I tell people a lot, and people are usually familiar with cut flowers. And so I tell people, just as you would a cut flower is how you're going to treat the Christmas tree. You're trying to cut and keep that wound at the bottom as open as possible for water, and then keep it in water so it never dries out. Because once it heals, it can't absorb anymore.
It can't lift the water up.
Nope, exactly.
What do you call that, John? Not transcend.
Transvaporation.
when you spray a tree, and it lifts the water or the food, translocates. Is that right? Translocation.
Sure.
No, I want to know for sure. It's translocate, I believe. Sounds like a good word, doesn't it? I don't think John wants to be. I don't think John wants to be part of this hour. He just makes me laughing.
He's playing the game over there by himself. He's playing the rose game.
Oh, yeah, the rose game.
I am.
The matching rose
playing
game.
Playing solitaire.
Okay, now we do have our guest.
Hey, I wanted to mention,
ready,
though.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, before we talk to Stephanie, just quickly, I wanted to mention that I told you for the first time I bought a Nordman fir, which I really, really like. But I added a cap full of HB 101 to the water.
Hey, now there's an idea.
And what
have you seen happen so far?
Well, so far it's even fresher than the day I bought it. It's true. It's grown two new branches. That part's not true. Just yesterday I added another gallon of water to the stand. So it's really, I made the fresh cut, you know, like we were talking about.
Sure.
But the tree's really absorbing, to have absorbed in just two or three days, a whole gallon of water shows that it's really, really active. And as long as water's going up into the tree, up into the needles, that's what's going to keep them fresh.
So there's an idea for HB 101 on your Christmas
tree. Right, and I got that idea from, Masako Yamamoto from HB 101 on the show a couple weeks ago. And she mentioned to use that on your Christmas tree and then also when you water your poinsettias.
Right.
I think she's 5 drops per gallon of water every time you water your poinsettias.
Okay, now we need to decide here when we're going to give away these. We're going to give away all these games? Or is this, we're going to drag this on for a couple, three weeks?
We can hold some for next week, too. But okay. Let's do this first.
Because we do have our guests standing by, but we don't want people to wait too long to win the game either.
Right.
And we want to give our guests as much time as we need as well.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's talk to Stephanie first.
Okay.
Because then we'll we'll give people a – she can tell us a little bit about the game, too, once we get started.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. Well, we want to welcome Stephanie Coker from Heirloom Roses, who is in charge of marketing for Heirloom up in St. Paul, Oregon. And we're going to find out a little bit about Heirloom Roses and a little bit about Stephanie herself. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. What's the weather like up in St. Paul?
It is a little cold. I looked out my window and saw that it looked like we had our first heavy frost this morning. I started looking for my pruners. But, it's a little cold this morning, but we've had some nice sunny weather for the last few days.
You know, what a perfect job for a person to have where you get to be surrounded with roses for most of the year. Do you have a background in horticulture or a love of roses, or did you just happen to walk into a building one day that said help wanted?
Well, you know, I've always loved gardening. I don't necessarily have a background in horticulture, but I have a very strong background in customer service, sales, and marketing. And I found a wonderful opportunity to marry my customer service skills with people that have a true passion for their roses and for gardening. So it's been a wonderful adventure over the last 4 years. And as a result, I now have 100 of my own roses in my garden. So it's a little bit addictive, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, you know what? That's just the beginning.
Yeah, 100's nothing.
Right.
Just wait.
Got to warn you there. Hey, Stephanie,
yeah,
I know that Heirloom is under relatively new ownership within the last few years, but I wondered if maybe you could tell our listeners who are not familiar with Heirloom Roses a little bit about the history of Heirloom.
You bet. So John and Louise Clements started Heirloom Roses somewhat by accident in the 1970s. John Clements was a hobbyist hybridizer of miniature roses. And that sort of grew once he started talking with David Austin Sr., who he had a good rapport with. And he soon began hybridizing similar type roses as David Austin. And soon after that, he was hybridizing a full line of roses for Heirloom Roses, and the business grew from there. Unfortunately, John passed several years ago. And that opened up a new opportunity for Ben and Cara Hanna to purchase the business. So they purchased the business about 5 years ago. If you don't already know, we are a grower of own root roses, which provide exceptional disease resistance, and they are hardier, virus-free, just wonderful roses offering a lot of longevity. And we carry around anywhere between 1,200 and 1,500 different varieties of own root roses.
Wow. What, for our listeners that are in colder parts of the country especially, why would an heirloom rose have any advantage? Of course, heirloom roses are awesome. But why would an own root rose have an advantage over a grafted rose?
Sure. Well, there's no graft to contend with, first of all. So all of our roses are grown on their own roots. So that's going to produce a lot hardier of a plant as well. So, there's just a great variety of wonderful characteristics with own root roses, but hardiness is definitely one of them that a lot of people in our colder climates actually look for. So we actually carry a line of hardy roses that are good in Iowa, even without protection.
I remember growing up in Michigan, and every spring we'd have to cover the roses in the winter, and every spring we would cut back the dead branches, and a lot of times they had died right back to the graft, and then if anything ever came up, it was the rootstock. But with an own root rose, if anything comes up, it's the actual rose. You don't have to ever worry about them going, quote, wild.
Absolutely, and they are also true to variety, so you never have to, you know, worry about it changing or morphing into something else. It's not going to throw off suckers and all the things that you get with grafted roses.
Yeah, I agree. If anyone out there has ever ordered roses mail order, and especially if you've ordered from Heirloom back when John and Louise used to own the company, it was a great way to get roses you couldn't get anywhere else, but the roses you got were in little 2-inch pots called a band. And the directions would always be, you've got to take this, put it into a gallon, grow it for several months before it's strong enough to put it out in the garden. And I have to tell you that the price of roses at Heirloom now is at least double what it used to be, and in some cases maybe triple. And that might shock people if you're going to order a rose from them. Mm-hmm. But the difference is, first of all, it includes shipping. So there's no shipping added to the cost of the rose. I think it's over a certain amount, though, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, anything over $50 is free shipping.
Okay, so anything over $50 is free shipping. But the size of the rose you get, I mean, it's a bush. It's in a one-gallon can, but, I mean, a lot of times they'll be blooming within 2 to 3 weeks after you get them.
Wow.
They're just huge plants,
yeah.
And I've never seen anyone mail order plants that size. So what a great idea for – go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, because they are a little more established in the gallon containers than the bands you might be familiar with in the past. And in addition to that, we do offer a one-year guarantee on our plants. So if for any reason our customer's not satisfied within that first year, give us a call and we'll take care of them.
Well, this is the time of year where most people are not thinking about planting their rose gardens, unless you're down south, and that's
right.
Going to happen pretty soon. But maybe we can come up with some gift ideas for this time of the year when we come back from the break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Stay right there with more questions if you have them. John at GardenAmerica.com. You can try it that way. You can also call us at 855-424-9825 or right there on Facebook Live. Post your questions and comments, and we're going to continue to talk roses, which makes John...
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilom Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilom Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilom Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to BorgenProject.org. That's BorgenProject.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
And again, we do thank you for sitting there braving the breaks we have here, which we do appreciate. 855-424-9825. Questions, comments via the telephone. We're still taking emails, john@gardenamerica.com, and also on Facebook Live as we continue to talk roses, John, with Stephanie, and give our listeners a little more info than they probably would get normally.
Yeah, we're talking with Stephanie Coker, who is the marketing director for Heirloom Roses in St. Paul, Oregon, almost at St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yep, I knew you were going to go there.
St. Paul almost. Is south of Portland. And if anyone gets a chance to go there, I've always enjoyed visiting. But prior to the break, we were talking about some gift ideas. But before we do that, I think I'm going to do something that you should never really do to a rose grower and put them on the spot. But I was going to ask if you could give us a couple of your favorite roses, Stephanie.
Oh, you're right. That's so hard to narrow it down to a couple. But,
is that like naming your favorite kid?
Right. Yeah, right. Somebody's going to be offended for sure. But I'll tell you, my favorite climber is definitely Eden. I have three of them in my own yard. I just love the voluptuous blooms and the romantic look of that climbing rose. And also, Princess Elise is a new introduction for us this year, and that is a beautiful magenta, English-looking, exceptionally fragrant English rose, and it's just absolutely stunning. So that one has topped my list this year for sure.
And you know, that was a new one for me, too, Princess Elise. I have to tell you that I Heirloom donated one to the Save the Roses auction this year, and when that came into bloom, I was shocked because I had never seen it before, and the fragrance was amazing.
It is a wonderful, wonderful rose.
And so that's Stephanie has a Garden of Eden, doesn't she?
she does have a Garden of Eden. Hey, is Princess Elise an exclusive to Heirloom Roses?
Yes, it is. It's our rose. John actually hybridized it, and we have kept it in our stock fields and propagated it this year and reintroduced it. So it is our rose.
Great. Now, if someone wants to buy roses in Southern California, I believe you ship roses year-round, so they would be ready to somebody could order and give those as Christmas gifts. But what about somebody who might be in a colder area of the country? Do you have a gift certificate, or what could they do if they wanted to give a gift of roses for Christmas?
We do. We know that people are sitting at home looking at their windows just waiting for the first glimpse of spring to get their beautiful blooms going. But in the meantime, we do have a Christmas gift section on our website. And one really unique product we have is called A Year of Roses. And what's great about it is it's essentially a coupon book that affords the purchaser 12 gallons of their choice of roses. It's a great gift if you have somebody that's just building their garden You can actually transfer those coupons to other people, so you can give them a single one to someone as a birthday gift. And what's really great is if you purchase the coupon book, it's about $100 savings over what you would normally pay for 12 gallons. So that's a fantastic gift. Another gift that we've introduced this year is called the Who Knows the Rose Matching Game. And John, you've got some copies of that. Yes?
I do. And if you're watching us on Facebook, we have the boxes right here. And I've laid out a few cards. I was going to play a game of solitaire with myself, but then I figured even if I won, I would be the loser.
Yeah, it's pretty much par for the course for you, John.
Plus, there's a little radio show that you're doing here as well, John. So
that's true.
I appreciate
that. That's true. So basically, the way the game works is there's 50 different varieties of roses and a matching counter card, and you flip them all upside down, spread them out, and then you take turns flipping over two at a time until you get a match. Mm-hmm. And whoever ends up with the most matches ends up winning the game. And last week I mentioned on the show that I played this game with my granddaughter, who is 6 years old, and she beat me. And that wasn't so bad, except that whenever it was my turn to turn over the cards, she ran around the room and didn't even watch what I was flipping over.
And still beat you.
And she still beat me. So, yeah, so my advice would be play this with somebody your own age.
Yeah, right?
Right. Well, what's great about it, too, is that it's an educational tool as well. So I'm sure you noticed with your granddaughter that, you know, she was learning different names and colors and all sorts of great things. So it's a great way to introduce, you know, people to roses as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, I took her for a walk in my garden last spring, and there were two roses that fascinated her just because of the name. I had Princess Chichibu and Princess Michiko.
That fascinates me.
Yeah.
So she came, you know, she learned the names immediately, and the next time she came over, she brought me pictures that she had drawn and colored of Princess Chichibu and Princess Michiko. So those are relatively difficult names to learn. So how much easier is it going to be to learn, say, Double Delight and see the picture? And then especially if you have a garden to take your grandkids out into and show them, hey, you know that Double Delight rose we were just looking at? Here it is out here. And,
right.
You know, smell
well,
it.
The one thing that Tiger and I noticed about the game is there are a lot of roses that on quick sight look the same. You may have two red roses, excuse me, but they're different. You have to look at the petals and really concentrate on what you're looking at, because two roses could look the same, but, of course, the name is different. So that's why I think this game is such a good game, not only to have fun, but also, like you mentioned, John, with your granddaughter, to learn. Well, you know, while, and they want kids that age won't forget. It'll stay with them.
No, absolutely. Right. Kendall still remembers Michiko and Chichibu.
That's fun.
Sounds like
that's
guests great. Coming over for Christmas.
Now, Stephanie, if someone wants to give that as a gift, when does that have to be ordered in order to receive it in time for Christmas?
They're going to want to place their order for these as soon as possible. The last day to ship to get their orders by Christmas is the 19th of December.
Okay. Now, we promised our listeners earlier that we were going to give some of these away as prizes, and I've been thinking of the way to do this, and we've had a lot of fires down here in San Diego and up to Ventura, Southern California area. And not to make light of the situation, but we thought if you came up with a rose name that had something to do with a fire, we gave firefighter as an example,
right,
or ring of fire, or even hot point. If you come up with a rose name and you call us, the first, I'm going to give away three of these, Brian, and here's
okay.
the way you get it.
Okay.
The first one to call, and what's the number?
Is 855-424-9825. It's toll-free, of course.
Okay, so the first one to call will win a game. Then the first one to put on Facebook, post the name of a rose with fire in it, and then the next one to send an email to me at john@gardenamerica.com. And we're going to take a quick break now, but
okay.
Start sending now.
So the caller, email john@gardenamerica.com or Facebook Live. And Tiger will monitor Facebook Live so we know exactly the order in which people are putting in those guesses. We're going to take a break, and we're coming right
now. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, if you want to find out if anybody's watching or listening to the radio, Facebook Live, just pose a contest. Ask a question. And, boy, did we get some answers very quickly. Giving you three ways to win now. Facebook, john@gardenamerica.com, or phoning us at 855-424-9825. And I believe, John, we have two of those three, right?
Right. I did get the emails, tons of emails to john@gardenamerica.com, and I'm sorry we can't pick everyone. But the first one to come through was Eileen from El Granada.
Eileen, El Granada, congratulations.
Fire and ice.
Right. She came up with Fire and Ice, which is a Jack Christensen rose. That might even be a rose that Heirloom carries. Do you recall offhand if you carry that rose, Stephanie?
We do. I'm just double-checking to see if it's in stock or not, but I believe we do carry that. We do. It's currently out of stock, but you can subscribe to get notified by email as soon as that's back.
Oh, what a great idea,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You have that feature on your website that if you're out of stock on a rose, you can just say you want to be notified when it's available, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
And then we had a Facebook winner.
The Facebook winner was for Inferno.
Which was right away when we went to break.
Right. And
it was Colleen.
And then Colleen, that was Colleen. And Jan, unfortunately, came up with Hotshot immediately after, but just missed it. However, no one has called on the phone yet.
Right, so you can still call us and be a winner at 855-424-9825. Again, that's toll-free, 855-424-9825. Come up with one of those roses under the criteria that we're asking, and right. you can win. So we have one more way to do it.
We do, and we have more of these games that we'll give out.
We'll do it next week. Absolutely. So now,
but if you don't want to leave it to chance,
yes,
and you really want one of these games, you can just go to heirloomroses.com and order your own.
And Tiger, you're putting that link,
yes,
in Facebook, exactly, to make it easy for you. Okay, so and then we will arrange to get our winners the address and how we're going to send these to them. You guys will take care of that,
right? Right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Brian. We got everything covered.
Okay,
you
beautiful.
Just sit there and look pretty.
Just look pretty and turn the mics on and off. Okay, so once again, if you want to win a game, 855-424-9825. John?
Right, and I want to thank Stephanie so much for taking time out of her day to join us. And for anyone who was not listening, if you go to Heirloom Roses, I just have to tell you the one rose that I'm most impressed with that's relatively new or available for the first time in a while is Princess Elise. Has the old English rose appearance to
sure.
it and extremely fragrant. And I'm sure you'll find other roses there that you like, but that's one that I really recommend. And Stephanie, thanks so much for your support of the Save the Roses auction year after year, and thanks for everything that you're doing for the rose industry.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I would love to join you guys again.
All right.
We'll do it, absolutely.
Take care.
Thank you,
Stephanie. Okay, 855-424-9825, and you'll be a winner. Just name a rose like our previous winners did from Facebook and John's email address.
You know, Patty on Facebook asked where you would find the firefighter rose, and firefighter is a rose that I've seen occasionally and I've always wanted. You always see it at rose shows under the most fragrant category. It's an extremely fragrant rose. And what I'm going to do, I guess, is look up and see if I can find a place to buy it.
You can find it at heirloomroses.com.
Is it available?
$38.
Okay, let's bring Lila on the radio, 855-424-9825. Lila, you're on the air. How are you? Hi, Lila.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, good morning.
We surprised you. Lila, you're the last opportunity. We've got a Facebook winner, an email winner. What is one of your choices for a rose that falls under our category?
Well, I hope this is one. I think it's Fire Chief.
Well, you know, that is a rose. It's not available.
Fire Chief?
Right, yeah. And it might even be extinct.
But it is a rose.
It is a rose. It was introduced by Bobink and Atkins. Out of New Jersey, I believe, in 1942.
Wow. John, I think it was 1941, but I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, we won't get into details.
Well, that was during the war, so records weren't that up to date during the time.
So that means you're a winner. You're going to get
this fortune. All right, congratulations.
All right, Lila, what I need you to do, if you can just send me an email to john@gardenamerica.com so I can get your address. I'm sure I can find it by going through old
emails from the trips.
Yeah, but if you'll just send that to me, I'll get that out to you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Now you and Harry will have something to do this, in the lonely evenings.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for your call. Take care.
You. Take care. Fun. That's john@gardenamerica.com, and he'll send it out to you. Way to go. That was great. We had three winners, telephone, Facebook, and email. That's the way to do it. Congratulations to our winners. And, again, we have a lot of games here. Well, I say a lot. That's relative. But we will have enough to do this for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then back to before we went to the winner over the phone line, is that firefighter is available at heirloomroses.com. And it looks like they're available in stock, begins shipping the week of March 5th. So you can buy it in a gallon pot for $38.
I'm impressed by Tiger's research and his ability to sound so authoritative on the air. I love it.
Well, you know, the firefighter's a hybrid T, if I'm not mistaken. And it looks just, I'm looking at the picture over there, it looks exactly like that. To have, you know, that nice hybrid T form and that extreme fragrance, I think it's a rose that anyone would like to have.
Now, are these names, do the colors of these roses necessarily reflect their name?
I think so.
I think fire
sometimes,
fire fragrance.
Sometimes they do, because fire and ice is a red rose with a white reverse.
Exactly. That's what I was imagining it in my mind.
Yeah. So in some cases it does, but in other cases it doesn't, because there's a rose called Arctic Ice that's lavender.
Well, Arctic Ice is lavender.
It is?
Well, I
would think it would be white.
No, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
But if you look at a glacier, there's
bluish.
It has blue hues.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it has hues. There's hues.
I think for the most part, when they ever... There's three things when they come to naming a rose. It either has to do with the fragrance,
right,
the color, or a memory, meaning it's a memorial rose kind of a thing. Those are usually the top three things. Every once in a while, they throw you a loop in there for a random name of some rose or whatnot. But
now the Brian Main rose is not available anywhere. I just want
extinct.
I want to make that clear.
However,
right now,
I do have bad news for you, buddy.
You're not going to go with my name?
The great name that you came up with, somebody's already used.
Oh!
So do you want to tell him what the name is?
Yeah, Brian came up with a name for a rose that I thought would have been fantastic, and it was called, for a fragrant rose anyway, it was called Scent of a Woman.
Yeah.
And somebody has used that.
Now, did I miss out on a lot of money or notoriety?
Millions.
Tens of thousands, if not millions.
Yeah.
I think probably I missed out on was attaboy.
Yeah.
I missed out on an attaboy. Okay, so Scent of a Woman, which I came up with, is taken. I'm going to come up with another one. Because if John likes it, then I know that I'm on the right track. Thank you for letting me know that.
Well, that was a good name.
Yeah.
It's better than Scent of a Man, which you came up with first.
You said no. I don't think that's going to work.
No. There are some roses. There's Rosa Fetida, which does not smell good. It smells really bad.
Feta cheese.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I thought of. You said Rosa Fetida.
Yeah.
Feta cheese.
Well, it's a bad-smelling rose, sometimes called the sulfur rose.
I don't think I've ever smelled a bad-smelling rose. That's interesting you bring that up.
Well, they don't usually breed for bad smells.
this was a mistake in the laboratory or what?
Yeah.
No, it's a Rosa fetida is a species.
It's a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just has kind of a sulfur smell to it, rotten egg smell. So
By the way, Patty's youngest son, Zach, is a firefighter.
Oh, really? That's why she wants the rose.
On Facebook. So a shout-out to your son being the firefighter, Patty, and all they do. Thank you for that information. That's great.
Now, I'm wondering, Tiger said that rose is available March. Is that when it's available from Heirloom?
Yes.
Or are they...
You can order it now.
Right.
Because they'll ship it in March. So,
I wonder if I was mistaken. Are they not shipping now?
I'm assuming that, you know, some that they're shipping now because, you know, there's roses.
Okay, so it was just that particular rose. Got it.
Yeah, correct.
Hey,
sorry,
by the way, speaking of shipping things and selling things, how's your book going, John? It's officially on sale, right?
It is. they started shipping on Monday.
This past Monday.
Right. Success with Succulents.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We have one more segment coming up. Post your questions, comments on Facebook or John@GardenAmerica.com or call us at 855-424-9825 on this Saturday morning. Happy weekend. Hope you had a good week. Back with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you for tuning in so far to Garden America.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Oh, the fun we have between breaks. We are back for our final segment here. Garden America, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, Facebook Live, john@gardenamerica.com. John, your new book, we just barely touched upon it, and somebody asked if you were going to have an autograph session with Bob Reedmiller sometime soon, and maybe, right?
Well, Bob just sent me an email last week, and I think Waterwise Botanicals, if they haven't been harmed by the fire, which I don't know yet.
Would be the place.
Because the fire started right there.
And you've heard nothing from anybody?
No.
That's not good.
But anyway, they are supposed to have a succulent celebration in March. And Bob was organizing a book signing for that in March. So it's up in the Bonsall area. So I think Patty was asking that question. So right now that's what we're looking into.
It's up in the air, Patty, but maybe. And, John, your book, we put a link to your – look at that on Facebook.
Really?
Bam.
Oh, yeah.
How about
Success
that?
With succulent. You know, I mentioned this last week. Is it came out on Monday, but you can go to Amazon, and there's probably – 50 used books for sale.
It has to be people who review the book, right? Come on.
I think so.
See, at least 50 people reviewed it, or maybe they had more than one copy. Hey, what do you think of this book? Review it and have it back on my desk on Monday, and then put it on eBay or Amazon, and we'll sell it used.
Yeah, well, all the used ones have to be brand new. It only just came out.
Gently used.
Yeah, even if it says gently used, it's going to be just like new. So I've got a lot of nice reviews so far, so I'm kind of happy. And Amazon named it their number one gardening book of the month.
Really?
For new introductions into the realm of gardening. They said it was number one.
Well, that's nice. And you're number one in some category.
I think they do that every time a book comes out.
Right.
Today you're number one.
Tomorrow, back of the line.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You're not today's news anymore.
But there is the nice feature about the book is it lists the top 100 or top not the top 100 succulents, but 100 different succulents, some rare ones and some real common ones that you're likely to run into, and a lot of tips on how to take care of them. It was Bob Reedmiller's first book, and he did an excellent job. I could not have done this without Bob.
Yeah, he's the succulent guy.
He is. He's worked at Altman Plants, which is the world's largest grower of succulents and cactus, for more years than I can count.
Wow.
Long time. 20-plus years, anyway. And he knows a lot about, you know, I first ran into Bob when he wrote an article for I think it was it Garden Compass magazine, or might have even been Over the Hedge.
Our old company?
Yeah. And the title of the article was called Coleus Made Me a Plant Geek. And I thought that was a clever title, and I was impressed with his writing style back then.
I remember when Garden Compass published a couple of my pictures, and I felt so cool being a published photographer in Garden Compass.
Published photographer.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so.
I'm a published photographer on Facebook.
See? And you know what? Today, after this show, you're number one. You're number one,
right,
buddy.
At 10 o'clock.
Hey, do you have any email questions, John?
Oh, I'll have to take a look.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because you have 150 rose answers.
You know, my laptop computer here that I use during the show and try to function on does not have a mouse that works anymore. So I'm trying to use the...
Oh, the little keypad that comes with it, mouse pad that comes with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they call that area anyway? But moving your fingers across it is not easy
for me. It's different.
Because my mind is used to working with that little mouse. So let's see. Steve sent in...
Steve is Simi Valley.
Steve sent in Inferno, but somebody already guessed that. Now, I don't see any other... I don't see any questions. Oh, here's one. This is from Martin in Turlock, and he wants to know if anyone is making freeze-proof, or is there something that replaced it?
I thought that was a great product.
It was, and no one's making it anymore.
I have two bottles at home.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to put them up for auction?
For the highest bidder? I think, you know what,
Martin drives by your house this afternoon.
Yeah, you toss him a bottle.
Toss him a bottle from Turlock.
I will double check.
You know, unfortunately, yeah, nobody makes it, and I tried to check. Now, there's some comparable products, but not as good
not like
as freeze.
And this came out of Alabama or Arkansas?
Alabama.
Right. Now, and they changed the name during the course of us talking about it. It was one.
And then
name.
They just stopped the product altogether.
You know, for those that live,
they changed it from freeze proof, I think, to frost protect.
Those that live in cold climates, perfect. And if it gets down below what, John, 32, is that when it kicks in? Obviously, that's freezing on the Fahrenheit
scale. Well, it depends
scale.
On what the plant was.
Right.
But he originally developed it for fruits and vegetables to stop them from freezing.
Now, didn't it protect the cell walls and do all kinds of things like that?
Yeah, you could spray it on tomatoes. And tomatoes, which are very frost tender, mm-hmm. would I had a tomato live down to 29 degrees. You know, just for brief periods of time.
Right.
But anyway, the new products, not new products, but possible replacement products would be, what were we talking about, Tiger?
Cloud cover.
Mm-hmm. Which you have on the shelves, you
yeah.
said. Some,
yep.
Some cloud cover
is still available.
Cloud cover. And the other one was wilt-proof. I don't know if wilt-proof is still available.
I think it's still under the cloud cover name.
Okay.
Wilt-proof, yeah.
All right, so that's something to look for, but it's not going to be the same as freeze-proof.
And that is a shame. Great product.
It is.
Okay, waning moments, last-minute thoughts.
Good yeah. luck, everyone. Do that fire break if you are in any rural areas.
Right.
Get to work.
Yeah, and don't be like me and ignore mandatory evacuations.
You know, just shaking our heads at
Well, John never gets too high, never gets too low. And it's kind of right there in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to hose my house down and protect everything that I've, you know, come to love all these years.
Or put the lights on the tree.
Decorate the Christmas tree.
Hey, did they get all the animals out of the pasture net across the street from you?
No.
Or did they let them stay?
They let them stay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they let them stay.
Right. That's why I figured I was okay. I figured that the horses are going to leave before I do. And they were fine.
You were kind of gauging them. If they took off, then you're going to take off.
I did want to mention that we still have a lot of people ordering, and we still have plenty of stock.
Go to GardenAmerica.com, absolutely.
Right, for the HB101 Christmas gift stocking stuffer.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank everybody back at the mothership for keeping us on the air, Jeremiah, Zach, and Brennan. The entire crew here, including John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Mayne. Thank you, the viewers of Facebook Live, those listening. We are back again next week with another star-studded show and a chance to win more great prizes. Until then, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.